Hey guys, so we're here, me and Bae and Royal. We're having car talk conversation today. So our topic of discussion is, we didn't introduce each other. So I'm Yaya and this is Big Country.
This is going on my daily word too.
All right, he's posting this on his podcast too. So if you want to go over it to listen to his podcast, and his name is Big Country, you can go check out his stuff. And then for everybody on Big Country's podcast, you can come over and check me out, Yaya Court. All right. So anyways, our topic of discussion today is, do you think it is okay to talk to your exes in a serious relationship or marriage? So that's the topic that we're talking about today. So me and Sean, aka Big Country, have been married going on 6 years in August. It'll be 6 years this August. And we've been together for 11 years. It was 11 years, April the 13th.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he didn't know that one.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he didn't know that one. He didn't know that anniversary date. He's lucky to remember our marriage anniversary. So, anyways, what do you feel about that? Do you feel like it's okay to talk to the exes? How do you feel about that?
I mean, no, it ain't cool to talk to exes. When you in a marriage or a relationship.
Well, is that how you feel? That's how you feel? No, she said no. So you think, Rory, you think you're supposed to sit here and talk to dudes and... Oh, she said no. Okay.
Hmm?
Okay.
It ain't cool to talk to exes while you're in a relationship. Or
well, I mean, I guess it depends on how, like, what the intentions are. Because we talked about exes. You're friends with Duck. He's an ex.
But y'all wasn't serious.
No, we wasn't serious, but that's still an ex, though.
Oh, man, you might have said that was a fling.
It was not a fling. We were in a relationship at one point in time. They didn't go nowhere. But, like, my first love, we're not going to put his name out there, but my first love.
I'm keeping it real.
My first love.
Keeping it real.
You speak to him, though. When we see him.
Oh, hell, man. I don't even talk to that man like that.
But I'm just saying you speak. So, it's just like, it depends on how, like, if they're moved on or what they're...
Y'all excuse my little princess. She got a whole lot to say.
She wants to talk to you. Where'd your pastor go?
But I barely even see this man.
It doesn't matter.
It does matter.
We speak. Like, you're on speaking terms. I mean, we may not have a conversation every day, but... Or you may not have a conversation with him every day. But the thing is that you speak. You know what I'm saying? And, like, there's... I don't know if that girl's your ex or not.
What girl?
It's on my Facebook.
Ooh. Well, Brie?
Yeah. It's your ex.
Man,
because I talked to her.
I don't even think we dated.
Well.
Yeah, that's her. I don't know.
Yeah, how long I asked the... How you got to ask somebody?
I don't remember if I dated that chick or not. I know we went to school together.
You don't remember if you dated her?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't even remember.
We're on Facebook or whatever. But I get all the time friend requests from his exes or people he's went to school with. I don't even know you. Like, there was a lot. Like, at one point in time, the one that, you know, there was a few that we ended up, you know, me and her ain't friends no more on Facebook.
Who?
Rashawn, I'm not putting people's name on here.
Damn. I'm tired because you just not telling me that.
Rashawn, you been there. Oh, you don't remember D'Ambria?
Oh, well.
Yeah, okay. All right, so, like I said, there's just a lot. I mean, yeah, because you want to sit here and act like you don't know nothing.
You was getting friend requests from my ex.
Yeah, she sent me a friend request.
That's one.
And then she want to sit here and inbox me talking about some, she needs tips on how to get pregnant. The fuck? Like, I don't know, like, where the hell they do that at, but I don't know. Like, I just don't go down my husband's friends line. Like, I just don't go to his friends and just start sending them friend requests. Like, I don't do that. Unless I actually met you and we actually talk or speak or... Anyways, 9 times out of 10, if it's somewhere, if it's people that my husband and grew up with and they're on my Facebook, I ain't send a damn friend request. I didn't send a friend request at all. So I just don't be sending out friend. I don't know what their intentions are. I don't know what people's intentions are these days. So I don't do that. And especially if they're an ex, like, I really don't want you on my stuff. Like, what you need? Why you need to be one of my Facebook social media friends?
Like, what, your exes?
One of your exes.
Oh, I was say.
If it's one of your exes, like, we don't need to. I mean, and sometimes I did talk to a few exes. They're on my social media account. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't like, oh, let's get back together or crazy stuff like that. So, in fact, on my Messenger account, SJ, my son, he has a little phone that isn't, it's not turned on. It's when my husband upgraded, he gave him his old phone. And so I have my Facebook still on that phone. And my son wrote one of my exes, or he sent an emoji on one of his stories of the day. And so Rashad comes to me and was like, oh, so this is what we doing now?
I said it like that. I thought like, you still talking to him.
You still talking to him. This is what we doing now. You sitting.
I took that better than you would.
So SJ had to, I mean, Sean had to take my account off SJ's phone.
I took that better than you did, though. You would. Lord, let it be me. It'd been World War III.
Because you got history, honey. But, we need to throw this out. That's just nasty.
That's my history.
That's disgusting, and it's going to stink.
Oh.
Anyways. But yeah. So I just don't think that in a serious relationship, I mean, it depends on what that other person's intentions are, what your ex's intentions are, what your intentions are. When you know that you're in a serious and committed relationship, if you should be talking to other people or not. So that's just how I feel. Like, you should just, you know. And then if you are going to be talking to your exes, make sure that your spouse is okay with it. You know, ask them a question like, you know, this is my ex. Go ahead and put it on out there. This is my ex. We're still cool. We have occasional conversations. We talk about kids, how we grew up back in the day, whatever, whatever. But we don't try to take it to the point where, you know, there's going to be some involvement or whatever. So my son's getting off the bus now, y'all.
Brief moment. Sean's getting off the bus.
Yeah, we're gonna take a little break because Sean's gonna go him off the bus so I can
get to the end. Well, my thing is, it ain't cool to talk to no exes, especially your first love, you know what I'm saying? But it happens sometime. SJ! Hold on to the rail, man. Sit, it's gotta stand up, man. Oh, look. Your son is tired. Come on, man. Look. Let it go, mama. You looking all mean right now. Look.
But yeah. I don't think that, you know.
Take a book bug out, man.
You go past the man, right?
That's right. Sit down, man.
He's asking where Austin's from.
I know.
We'll get it here in a minute.
Square, sir.
But, yeah. I just don't think that, you know, I just think that you and your spouse should be on the same page at all times. And you don't want the other person to feel like they're being left out in the dark. So just to keep them involved in all of your conversations, especially if it's with an ex. And don't delete nothing.
So you can't play with that, man.
Hello.
Oh, boy. brief intermission to put my son in the car. My wife's still going on about the subject, you know what I'm saying? On this podcast, you're getting everything that's going on in our life right now. You really gonna put the car in drive?
My foot's on the brake.
Go ahead and put the seatbelt. Well, it's kind of hard when I gotta hold this damn microphone.
Me too. So, yeah, just, you know, if you are talking to your ex or whatever, make your spouse aware. Or whatever, make them aware of the situation.
Had to switch thumbs, man.
And do not delete the conversation.
Drive. You're gonna turn to, you can't drive like that.
And don't delete none of the conversation, like I said. None of the texts, you know. If you're voice chatting, don't delete none of the voice recordings. So that, you know, can't nobody say, well, he said this, and you got the proof. You know, just some girls can be messy, and some men can be messy, too.
No, women are a lot more messy than men.
I'm just saying, like, I've seen some messy, messy men in my day.
You had some messy, messy men.
I have. I've had some messy, messy men.
We had some.
We're going out to the Pinnacle, right?
We,
is that where we're going?
Yeah, we go to the Pinnacle, come back, stop out to Taco John's.
Okay. So,
but we have had some messy, messy.
Yeah, we've had some messy.
Subjects.
And, you know, just stuff that we've dealt with over the years. Some messy situations. But, like I said, if your spouse isn't left out of the dark on stuff, if, you know, you're not deleting stuff, you know, it builds trust, one, and it maintains trust in your relationship, so.
Well, my thing about it, if you do delete something, you tell them the truth.
No, it doesn't matter, because what if somebody, okay, so say for instance, I'm talking to my ex. And he comes and tells you some stuff that I supposedly said.
You gotta show me.
Now, exactly. So if I can pull up my records and say I ain't never texted that man in my life.
But if he can't vouch for what he's saying,
it doesn't matter what he's saying. It's what what I can show you. So if I can show you, if I can pull up my messages and Messenger or voice recordings, whatever I can pull up and show you that was never said in the conversation. That's why you keep your history.
I'm saying.
So don't sometimes, do nothing. Sometimes, Rashawn, that makes you look really suspect.
Like, I mean, it makes me. It makes. It makes
sure
me.
Weigh
it
in.
Makes.
Like, it makes. Your, put how you feel in the comments. Like, we want to know.
It makes me look suspect because it makes me look suspect because of the fact that I have had certain situations I'm not going to speak on. That I have done that I shouldn't have done.
I mean, even if I did something.
But I believe you. You know. I would believe you.
But that's because, you know, actions speak louder than words. So even if I did something.
Oh, girl, you bought it.
Even if I did something, you know. Yeah, I'm sorry. Ooh, but, like, on this podcast, you've got to hold the microphone unless you have earphones in. And I don't like that part about this app. Yes, baby girl. Yes.
It is a pain in the ass when you gotta sit here and hold it down microphone.
Yeah, I don't like having to hold the microphone. But after this I can get Mama. After this card. Yes, honey.
That is my son SJ Court in the back. If y'all can hear him.
So basically.
No, hold on.
I'm pulling down so I can see.
Hello, I have merch. I told y'all, Ma.
Is there anything?
How
do you get hot in this car?
No, I got the window. We got the wind blowing my dog on the phone, man. I need some good car. They do mute, huh?
I thought they.
But I told y'all, my wife got a whole lot to talk about.
If I get
too real about it, she get mad. She get aggravated about me.
It's not about getting too real about certain situations, but
real,
like we were saying, you was like, you know, you got a past or whatever. We've got history, you know, whatever our situation is. It doesn't matter who, you know, it doesn't matter. Because, I mean, anybody can sit here and say something at any point in time. But as long as you've got your proof, that's all that should matter. Come on, truck.
The truck got the wrong, I'm about to say, he had the wrong signal light on. My truck. Hold on.
Well, he's all up on that curb, sweet Jesus. You see how he turned through?
Well, it's a big truck. He gotta do it like that, you know what I'm saying? You good on that side? You good?
I'm going.
I bet you is.
Why does it feel like it? Oh, they're working on the street. Oh, I don't like that feeling.
But.
That was a big truck with an SJ.
On our podcast, you're going to get everything that's going on around us. We might get off subject sometimes.
Yeah, we'll definitely get off subject. So we apologize in advance. So, you know, just saying. I think we're going to be on here for another maybe 5 to 10 minutes.
I don't know. My thumb's starting to hurt.
Yeah, it definitely is. We need to have, like, our earphones or something, you know.
But this has been...
interesting.
Big Country's Daily Word.
Oh, you're wrapping up?
My damn thumb hurt, man. Like, holding this goddamn mic button right here put a cramp in your goddamn thumb, man. I need my thumbs. What? I mean, whatever this anchor, y'all need to fix this shit.
Oh, please,
Tom. I'm sorry. How you get nervous when you rob me?
Yeah, I get nervous because you speed.
I don't speed. I do the speed limit.
You don't.
It's crazy how I can do the speed limit. But when my wife's in the passenger side, it feels like I'm speeding. But I'm doing the speed limit.
Did he put no?
Yeah, he did. I don't get that either. That's another subject we need to get into.
Like I said, we do want you all to leave how you feel in the comments. Like, we want your feedback. Like, 100%. Do you feel like it's okay to talk to your exes? You know, if so, put it down there. If no, tell us why. You know, and if you feel like it's okay to talk to your exes, then let us know why. You know, we want to weigh that into how we feel and look at other people's point of view. So I'm not saying, you know, what we feel is right and that we are professionals in this. No, we just like talking. So, yeah, definitely just leave us your feedback down below. And I guess we will have a podcast tomorrow. We'll try to do these daily, y'all. I know at least I will try to do one daily. I don't know. I can't speak for Sean.
I know. I've been missing out on my daily words for a couple days.
Yeah, so we'll try to post something daily. I think tomorrow, if we don't do something together, I think tomorrow I will have a woman-to-woman podcast up. So
woman-to-woman.
Be sure to check that out. It's going to be very, very fun. So, yeah, we'll go ahead and wrap it up here. Be sure to leave your feedback down below, and we will.
You gotta give your podcast. You gotta give your podcast a name.
I gotta give my podcast a name.
Yeah. Like my Big Country Daily Word, you know what I'm saying? The gangster's name on planet Earth right now. What? Why?
So, but yes. So, yeah. You all stay tuned to my podcast channel because things are about to get very, very interesting. Definitely stay tuned, and we'll talk to you later. Bye.
And this has been your boy Big Country with the Daily Word of the Day. Stay tuned for some more interesting podcast sessions with your boy Big Country and Yaya. And get at your boy and your girl later on, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.